Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we spent the first two segments essentially talking about recruiting. And one of the things that's interesting that we've been trying to do is as these recruits commit, it's interesting to look at their position and what that position will look like currently at Penn State and what it's going to look like in the future. So let's take the opportunity here with the recruits coming in. We've mostly been talking about safeties coming in, although Christian Driver may end up a wide receiver. He could end up a safety. Let's talk about the safety room. Let's start with where is it right now, Dustin? How does the safety room settle as far as you're concerned?
Well, I mean, I think the conversation about the safety room as of right now feels a lot different with Jaquan Brisker coming back, obviously. Think about what we would be thinking at safety if he was not there as an anchor, not just for the position, but for the entire defense as an anchor who can do pretty much everything back there. So him being there buys a little bit of time to bring some of these other players along. And that, where we are currently is just not knowing where a Tyler Rudolph or an Enzo Jennings are right now, not being 100% positive that Jair Brown, who is the favorite to grab that second starting job, whether he is or isn't the solution there. I have a pretty good feeling about him just from limited film last year, but he's got to make a jump this year. And you know, when it comes to the present and the future of the position, it's some of these great unknowns that maybe the 2021 season offers up some intel or some insight. Maybe one of these young guys sees the field and claims, you know, stakes his claim to a future high spot on that depth chart. We'll see. The other part is, you know, looking at a guy like Keaton Ellis, who we just got a tiny little flavor at the end of spring practice that he might be on the move to safety. Can we assume that to be true? And if so, where does he fit into all this, both in terms of the present and the future? Outside of Jaquan Brisker, every one of these guys who is on the depth chart does have eligibility to return. I listed them in my depth chart notes, just like Penn State did, where it's their current class where they didn't hold that extra year of eligibility. That's going to be marked later on if they do choose to accept it. So a lot of guys are potentially coming back from this group.
Well, let's start with this. Jaquan Brisker, as you said, he's the anchor. He's the one that you know is going to be starting. Let's start with who's going to be starting next to him. With that being said, we do know that there are so many situations where there's five defensive backs, and in that situation, it's not just a safety conversation, it's a safety and cornerback conversation. But anyway, let's start with someone has to be the starter next to Jaquan Brisker. Who's it going to be?
It looks like Jair Brown, it would be the man to beat going into training camp. Now, anything can happen once you start the actual live competition. You know, that's not spring practice. That's summer. But Jair Brown looks like the best bet. You know, I don't think he's going to be quite on the same level as Jaquan Brisker, but his career development kind of feels similar to me, where we saw him earlier than I thought we would last year. We didn't know a lot about him, but the coaching staff gave a nod of confidence to him by including him as part of that rotation right away. So and what happened with Brisker in year two is he climbed into that starting job, and the rest is kind of history. Maybe that's Jair Brown's future at this position this year. He's going to make a name for himself there. You do have Jonathan Sutherland, who is a trusted special teamer. He's been a pretty reliable part of this rotation. But you don't really know at this point, is he a starter caliber safety? I have my doubts, but I guess we'll see. It's kind of now or never for him. If Jair Brown is the pick to start at safety, that is pretty much saying that Jonathan Sutherland probably won't ever get the opportunity to start at safety.
And that does seem to be the case where it then becomes, all right, who's the next group to step up? You know that this is the final year for Jaquan Brisker. Jair Brown, I think, potentially could have one more year because of last year not counting. But at the very least, he's closing in on the end of his eligibility. It is time, Dustin, for someone among the youngsters to step up. There's several names there. Who strikes your eye as that guy who can be the next guy up? Who's going to be the next star safety? And by star, I don't mean star position. I mean, you know, he's the lead dog in the safety room.
Got to specify that for sure. Enzo Jennings, you know, where he's coming from, how highly regarded he was as a high school player, how polished he was, and I think his physical tools are there. You know, James Franklin will be among the first to say that it doesn't happen the same way for every player. It doesn't happen. Even five stars aren't necessarily ready for prime time the moment that they step on campus. And so, Jennings, we haven't heard a ton about him, but I'm still a believer in where he was coming from and what the future holds for him. And I do kind of feel like at some point in the fall season, we're going to see him in the top four of that rotation. And we're going to hear some good things about him, and we're going to come out of 2021 kind of penciling in Enzo Jennings as a guy who's ready for what's next. You know, he'll still just be a redshirt freshman. He'll still have that additional year of eligibility after redshirting last year. So I think he's got some time, and Penn State has been afforded the luxury of taking its time with him. I think he needed to fill out a little bit more. He needed to add something to his frame and get a little stronger, and that's what last year was about. I do think that we'll start to see Enzo Jennings, maybe not at the start of the 2021 season, but at some point in time, the door's going to open for him just to crack, and I think he's going to get his foot in there.
Yes, and he seems to be the logical guy, the one, as you said, highly regarded coming out of high school. So you hope he's the guy that steps up. Before we go to the other underclassmen or the newer kids, the freshmen and the 22 kids, I want to ask you, though, about the fifth, I'll say, semi-starter, the kid who comes in for the nickelback when they do play with five defensive backs. And the nature of college football now is you often do play a fifth defensive back. And at Penn State, at different times, it's been a cornerback. At other times, it has been a safety. I'm wondering, Dustin, if this Keaton Ellis move from cornerback to safety kind of designates him as the starting fifth defensive back because he has both the cornerback skills and the safety skills.
Yeah, and I think that's the essence of the conversation we had a lot in the spring, is that, you know, you can tear down the walls with this designation between safety and cornerback. Keaton Ellis can clearly hold his own at cornerback. I think he's built and he's athletic enough to play the safety position. But when you're talking about the nickelback, it's a completely different spot on the depth chart. And I think there's definitely some validity to what you're saying, that Keaton Ellis maybe is in position to be that guy. And we also know that position is more important in college and pro football now than it's ever been. And there are guys like in the NFL who are making a lot of money as a purely nickel player. It's a unique skill set that certain guys are built for that. And maybe the staff does believe that Keaton Ellis is built for that. And also, when you're talking about who's your fifth best defensive back, it doesn't need to be a corner. It doesn't need to be a safety. Whoever's got the skills to fulfill that job and do that at a high level, their designation doesn't matter. So Keaton Ellis will be probably designated as a safety/cornerback. But I think if he's your nickel, if he's your fifth DB, you've got a pretty good situation happening.
He's capable of being a starting cornerback, so we know that he has those coverage skills. How often over the last couple of years did we see where safeties were responsible for covering someone and just weren't up to the task? You see them getting beaten and wide receivers being wide open because of it, Dustin. So having that fifth guy, extra safety or just extra defensive back who has coverage skills, I would think would be very important for this defense. All right, we talked about where they are with the starters. We talked about who that fifth defensive back might be. We talked about who might be the heir apparent, who's next in line. Let's go a little step further. Let's get to the 22 and 23 seasons even, Dustin. Who among the youngsters, and we have several candidates from the 22 recruiting class, who are the guys that you like? Who are the ones that you think will be the next ones to step up?
Well, I think Jalen Reed, just like Enzo Jennings, has a shot to make a name for himself as the 21 season winds down. I think Jalen Reed, I feel like we're going to start to hear some positive things about him. The way that he approaches the game, he's a really physical player who is well-versed in run defense and pass defense, not entirely unlike Jaquan Brisker. I think we're going to start to see Jalen Reed start to emerge. Zachy Wheatley, you know, he's a 6'2", 180-pound kid. I mentioned KJ Winston, lanky. He's about the same size as Zachy Wheatley. I think he's going to need a little bit of time, a year or maybe 2 years, to get up to where he needs to be. So I think he'll take a little bit of time. I do think Tyrese Mills, coming from Lackawanna, can be that next guy who could be following the Jaquan Brisker and Jair Brown path, where you play a bit role your first year on campus, and then you're ready to maybe take on a starting job. I think Tyrese Mills will be the third Lackawanna guy to do exactly that. I think he's going to be a factor in 2022. So I think Penn State's got themselves some options. They also have some guys that we're not really talking too much about right now because they have the versatility to play elsewhere. Looking at Jordan Allen, the three-star cornerback slash safety in the 22 class. Looking at Christian Driver, who we do think is going to start his career as a wide receiver, but is definitely a very good safety prospect. Ditto for Makai Flowers. Cam Miller's a 6-foot, 180-pound cornerback. He looks like a very, very good corner, but maybe he outgrows it. You have a lot of different moving parts at the bottom of this rotation that will give the Penn State staff options. I think they're good enough and they're deep enough at safety that you don't have to force anything with any of these guys. Wherever their development takes them, they can follow it. I think they've got some good future options on the depth chart. To me, Jalen Reed and Tyrese Mills are at the top of that list.
Does it not seem like there's almost like a new way of handling this from cornerback to safety to wide receiver? It's almost as if they're saying that's all switchable. They can play two of the three positions possibly.
100%. I think they're right. The further you get away from the ball, the better equipped you are to play early. I think the better equipped you are to maybe play another position.
All right. That is it for the safety position. Stick around in quarter number four. We're going to talk about the linebacker room. Stick around. Fans are back and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out SmithworksUSA.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.